In about 2 weeks, the Atlantic City Council is expected to pass a bill that would effectively close the state's first needle exchange. Supporters of the program at the Oasis Drop-In Center are trying to prevent that from happening because it's helped reduce HIV infections in the area by 50% since its opening. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports.
Oasis Drop-In Center has been around since 2007. But 5 years ago, the area around the exchange, which is a few blocks from the Atlantic City Boardwalk, was rezoned as a tourism district. Carol Harney is CEO of the South Jersey AIDS Alliance, which runs Oasis.
And as part of that rezoning, the master plan recommends that social service agencies move out of the tourism district. And we have been fine with that all along.
The group had found a new spot in Atlantic City, one in the same building as a drug treatment center and on the same block as a homeless shelter.
So it was a really good location for us. We really can't think of a much better location in the city.
Then Harney says the plan suddenly fell apart. Members of the Atlantic City Council proposed an ordinance that would revoke Oasis's permission to operate within Atlantic City. Harney says she heard about it on a local radio talk show. City Council President George Tibbett is leading the proposal. He says Oasis's new location would be near a ShopRite being built. He did not support moving the needle exchange program there.
It's unattractive, it's unsafe, and it's just being used as a tool to administer drugs.
Tibbett also questions why his city is one of seven in the entire state out of more than 550 municipalities that allow needle exchanges.
It's time everybody steps up to the plate and does their fair share, because we're not going to carry the load at the expense of our people.
The Atlantic City Council gave initial approval to Tibbett's bill last month. Now advocates, led by the New Jersey Harm Reduction Coalition, are rallying to stop it from passing.
And we ask the council to join us in protecting and expanding harm reduction. We call on you to do the right thing by your residents and by your community. Thank you.
Oasis is in a red brick building on South Tennessee Avenue, not far from the Hard Rock Casino, next door to a church. I took a tour of the facility recently.
So we used to, prior to COVID, we would have a drop-in center.
The exchange operates 3 days a week. Clients who remain anonymous see one of the community health educators after they're checked in.
Well, we have a questionnaire that we go through with the client.
This is Melina Perez, one of the educators. She describes some of the supplies in what's called a work bag that they give to one of the more than 1,200 clients they see each year.
So this has hooks, tourniquets, works, water, alcohol, band-aids, triple antibiotic ointment, everything that will keep them safe.
Oasis also provides some medical treatment. They refer clients to hospitals when it's a more serious matter. They also refer people to rehab if requested. Harney says the ultimate goal is to reduce risk by providing clean needles to people who are still using drugs and help for people who are ready to seek treatment.
We provide service to everybody in that spectrum, and our ultimate goal is to hope that they will continue to be healthy.
David Long is a former Oasis client. The Northfield resident says he's been sober since August 26, 2013.
That's completely clean. No weed, alcohol, no nothing.
Long discovered the exchange in its early days. Staff there offered to refer him to rehab. He was hesitant at first, but then changed his mind.
And I'm sitting there while she's writing me up to get my needles. And I was like, you know what? What do you mean by treatment? You know what I mean? I knew what treatment was. I just wanted to know where they were going to send me.
He says Oasis was a blessing for him and that forcing it to close would hurt the people who rely on it.
Here's the reality. What happened when we didn't have one? The AIDS rate was through the roof. And then what happened when we got one? Here's the reality. You're talking about a human life.
Last year, New Jersey saw a record number of overdose deaths, with more than 3,000 people dying. Even if the bill does pass, it may not be a done deal. Because the city remains a ward of the state, Governor Phil Murphy must sign off on any council action. So advocates are lobbying the governor to veto the bill, even flying a plane with a banner over the Atlantic City boardwalk. A spokesperson for the governor says he believes harm reduction centers are critical to battling the opioid crisis and that the administration is committed to ensuring that Atlantic City and area residents will continue to have access to these services. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.